your hits for Gila County. Gila 101.9.
KQSS Miami.
Kids, country, and more.
And that makes it legal, and it is a minute after 6 o'clock, which means Globe Mayor Al Gameros joins us, and this time he does so by phone. So that's my job. All right, I can do this. Hang on a minute. Got my magic twanger here to get Al on the air, and there we go. Al, welcome to KQSS. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
That's great. Okay. I appreciate it. I've been twice, 2 months in a row, I've been out of town. But I feel that we need to do it so we can, if there's any questions, you know, they can ask. That's what I'm after.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. And we should mention 888-876-5593. We'll take your calls and Al will hear you. So by all means, don't hesitate. 888-876-5593. The floor is yours, Al.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I'll just give a quick recap of where things are at this point. But first, I'm going to start with the incident that occurred downtown Globe today. There's been a lot of social media posts. What happened is an individual was digging a footer at a residence in Globe, and he found what appeared to be two live grenades. So he ended up picking them up, wrapping them, and taking them to the fire department, placing them outside on the near the flower bed. So fire and police immediately called DPS, hazmat team, bomb squad, and that's why it was quarantined off. They set a perimeter until they were able to safely remove them. What they did, they x-rayed them. I guess initially DPS did, found out they could be from an earlier war sometime. So what they did, they called in and are waiting for Luke Air Force bomb squad. And the last word I hear is they did pick them up. They did get them secured, and everything's opened up again.
Wow. I had not heard about that, actually. But from an earlier war, that makes you really wonder how old they are and why they were here. Hopefully now that they won't be detonated and all that, they can be investigated, and maybe we'll find out.
Exactly, yeah. And is there more?
You know, well, absolutely. Well, you know, we can almost assume there's more. It's just a question of how much. But I guess that's a warning to everybody. You know, normally say when you dig, worry about utility lines. Well, also worry about what you may find.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, for sure. So everything was secured. I know several news channels were in town throughout the incident. So, you know, we've been on the TV for pretty much the last couple of months, really.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to update on those. Everything is secured and everything's opened up again, is what I understand.
Okay.
I'll start with our DEMA and FEMA update. DEMA, again, when we talk about DEMA, that's state reimbursement funding, and FEMA's federal. DEMA will bring the city 75% reimbursement for any public infrastructure that we had to take care of. And we have quite a bit, you know, we're in the millions of dollars of it. So we're still waiting for approval for state. We're anticipating that's probably all we'll get. If we go into the federal level, then that would get us back 90% reimbursement. But, you know, in the political environment we live now, I really have my doubts if we will get any federal declaration from the White House at this point.
Yeah.
So all we can hope for is we're hoping for 75%. That'll really, you know, help us with all the money we have spent at this point.
Yeah.
We still are working, though, even though we don't get a federal declaration. If not, we're working on what we call NRCS. It's National Resource Conservation Service. And this is we have till December 28th to submit our projects. So we have several projects which could extend from the creek to infrastructure to different things. But it also opens doors for business and residents, too. So we're hoping if we're approved, the projects that we put in for, then they give you a 220-day limit to get everything done.
Right.
So it's a short period because there's a lot of work. If there's projects that we submitted that need to be done, and that's for recovery and stabilization still. So we're hoping we can get it, but it's going to be rapid because 220 days isn't a whole lot of time to get these projects done.
No, we talked about that with Tim as well. And for some projects, 220 days realistically in Globe is not going to happen. Anybody who's remodeled their house knows it takes longer than you expect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And what we talk about on our part is getting infrastructure, you know, talking about our creeks and our sewer lines and everything that we've been, you know, trying to stabilize through the process. But you know what? We'll work with it. We get the money, then we'll move rapidly on it if we can.
Yeah.
A little bit about the SBA loans of the update. To date, the last number I got, they've approved $4.1 million in fund in loans, and that goes with 88 applications from residents and 34 from business. So it really has picked up these last couple of weeks. I think people are realizing now that, you know, there's not going to be a funding coming. You know, that may be your only option in order to recover is to take out a loan. And you really hate to do that, but you know, it's really low interest, 3%, 3.5%. You could extend it for 30 years, and your first payment, again, isn't due until the 12 months after you receive that.
Right. So no, it's a great deal all the way around when there's not much else. Is that $4.1 million for the City of Globe alone, the approval?
That's $4.1 million, I think, total, because they're open still at the Globe Miami Chamber of Commerce. So I'm assuming that's Globe Miami, the county, unincorporated areas too.
Okay, so basically Southern Gila County.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
A little bit about United Fund. I know there's been a lot of questions out there. I understand the second round of funding is currently being distributed, and those are going to be much higher checks. Initially, the first checks were around $5,000. These could be in the range of $25,000 to $30,000, just depending what they have, you know. And the reason for the delay is again because money was pledged but it had not been received.
Right.
So and again, it's split between resident and business. So Salvation Army is taking care of the residential part of it, which that's still ongoing. You can still go apply there. And Local First of Arizona is taking care of the business part of it.
Okay.
So, I want to share, and it's on my. It'll be shared with the City of Globe, but I shared a webinar that I attended through Zoom.
Uh-huh.
But it's on my Facebook, and this is by Dr. Mike Crimmins, and he does a weather climate overview. And it's details of the meteorological conditions and rain events that led to the catastrophic flooding that took place. I mean, if you look at that and see what everything in the weeks prior to September 25th and 26th, what was happening, what they were tracking, you know, coming from the West Coast, coming up from northern Mexico, and everything lined up perfectly. They just don't have the technology, because I asked the question, well, do you know where it's going to land? They don't have the technology where it lands.
Right.
But it just all came together right above Globe Miami, the 25th, 26th. So if you get a chance, look at the website. It's on there. It's a long one, but it really goes into a lot of detail. Okay. It talks about convection and the cloudies. It talks about the amount of water at Beer Tree Crossing went from zero to 6 feet in 30 minutes. That's how quick the water.
I found it, by the way, on your Facebook page.
Did you?
Yeah, and I've got the link, and what I'm going to do is put that link on kqss.net for people who aren't on Facebook.
That would be great, yeah, and they can watch the webinar. It's about 20 minutes.
Yep.
It is amazing. You know, our area got 16 inches of rain for the year so far. But 12 of those inches occurred in that two-month time frame, in the September-October area, the time frame. So it was amazing to see how much rain that accumulated in that time.
Absolutely. Oh, good. Well, I'll definitely have that up there.
You bet. Yeah, watch it. He's It was very good. Has all the graphs and everything. It was great. And they're going to do follow-ups with it, too.
Okay.
Coffee with a Mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when I put it up there, I'll do the link in such, not just directly to the video, but directly to the page, so that people who want to find out about more will be able to, sign up for things and get other information in addition to just watching the video.
You bet. And they had, like I said, they have follow-ups, and that comes from the University Area Cooperative Extension programs, which is great. Through this whole event, we've heard, comments about the bridge causing the flooding, about everything else. This really brings it to light and tells you the true facts of what truly happened. He called it a 100 plus. We've heard 130. We've heard 170. So it just depends who you get it from.
Sure.
So, Coffee with the Mayor, I will have it Wednesday. I'll be back in town tomorrow. So it'll be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at Copper City's Coffee, and that's the 17th.
Great.
And then the council voted on our council meetings changing them from Tuesdays to Wednesday only in January, just for the month of January. So the two meetings in January will be on Wednesday night starting at 6 p.m. instead of second and fourth Tuesday. It'll be second and fourth Wednesday.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So that's a quick update on where I'm at. I'd like to hear any questions, or if you have any questions for me or want more information, I'm willing to share it if I'm able to.
No, that's it. As usual, I know people download these meetings because I can see those numbers. And it's interesting mm-hmm. that the number of people who call is nil pretty much. And I always say there's absolutely no reason that you shouldn't call. Now, in terms of your Coffee with the Mayor, do a lot of people show up to that?
We do, and I'm getting more and more new people. I've had as many as 15 to 18, anywhere from 10 to 18 people I have there. It fills up a corner there, and some good questions. People wanted to know a lot about different things, especially with the flooding event, the funding and everything that's going on. It's been very good. So I will continue those as long as I have participation.
That's terrific. Well, as usual, no calls, but it's all good information, and I can't wait to watch the webinar myself, and it will be available
to
anybody else who wants to see it. So next year we'll be into 2026, and I'll get together with you and with Tim Humphrey to find out what dates you like, and we'll get them all scheduled and look forward to it.
That sounds good. Yeah, next month I'll get back to my regular, I guess, reporting everything on council.
Sure.
I've just been trying to update and keep people informed as to what's going on as far as our recovery efforts and stuff. The other thing you might have seen that we opened up downtown Globe. There was one lane down by across from Kino Floors because we had one building that was not stable. It's a two-story that had a crack unstable in the front. So we were able to put some shoring there, temporary shoring, in order to move back those fencing, at least to open up the street. It didn't open up any parking, but it did open up at least to get traffic through. And especially with the light parade that took place, it really made it a big advantage for us to open it up. So we're still working with the other buildings there and building owners, and there's still structural issues we still got to work through. Hopefully we can keep as many buildings as you can, although I anticipate there may be some that maybe have to come down.
Now, with that in mind, we were talking with Tim about, for instance, Miami, downtown Miami is right in that flood mm-hmm. floodplain. There's no way that mm-hmm. they'd get federal approval. The city of Globe downtown, that's not a floodplain to where they couldn't rebuild, is it?
Well, if you rebuild, and again, you go to the 50% rule with our code, if you have more than 50% damage, or in this case, but if you have more, if you're doing construction or upgrading your building greater than 50%, then you got to go by the code. But if you do that, like some of the houses in Jess Hayes that they may have to tear down and rebuild, they'll have to go through FEMA approval. Okay. They call them LOMARs and CLOMARs, and they'll have to elevate their homes or whatever it requires, because they are all in the floodplain, flood zone. That's why these people, the insurance costs so much, or they don't have insurance, flood insurance for them.
Right, not even available. So, well, that's interesting. So theoretically, if they took steps to mitigate it, they wouldn't necessarily have to lay the land fallow from there on. You know, I think this, well, a lot of people worry about that. Oh, my God, I'm in a flood zone. FEMA will never let me rebuild anything.
Yeah, and you look at all the businesses that opened, they're all in the floodplain flood zone, we know now.
Yes.
But we need to, and like I said, that's why these are the projects that we're putting on with this NRCS to help with minimizing damage. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. if we have a 100, 200-year flood again, you know, it's going to be difficult not to stop any flooding. But I think we really need to concentrate on the burn scar that sets above us.
Yes.
We need to concentrate on our waterways, trying to dig them down deeper, trying to stabilize our sewer lines, our infrastructure. We need to look at also the width. You know, we have some areas that are really washed out in the waterways in different areas, you know. So mm-hmm. we need to work on those areas to try and secure them and hopefully minimize, again, damage in the future if it does occur.
All good information. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'll get that online, and we'll talk to you next month.
I appreciate it, Raleigh.
All right. Thanks, Al. And so that's that's Mayor Al Gameros. This meeting will replay on KJAA, and that will be on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. All right. And then it'll also be, before the week is out, up on KQSS.net, along with the link to that video that I think you're going to want to see.